Welcome, dear listeners, to a sacred journey through the pages of God's Word. I'm your guide in this adventure, Steve Kitts, and I'm truly grateful that you've joined me in another session of During Bible Study Podcast. Before we look closer into these verses that will illuminate your heart and your mind today, let us pause for a moment in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we open your precious Word, we look for your guidance and wisdom. May the Holy Spirit be our teacher. Illuminate the truth within each of these sacred pages. Bless all those that tune in today, that they may find solace, inspiration, and spiritual growth through what is shared and explored in your Word. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, and amen. Call this one, Change of Address. The day that you put your faith in Jesus Christ, your eternal address changed from a place known as hell to a place called heaven. It is the day that you pass from darkness into light, the day which you found new purpose and meaning. There was always something that I was searching for, a missing piece of my life, something I tried everything else to fill that darkness with or that purpose in my life. And it wasn't until I found Jesus that I knew that that was what I was missing. The day that you surrender to Jesus is the day that you started a real spiritual warfare in your life. And it made your heart the battlefield. You came to realize that not only is there a God who loves you, but there was also a devil who hates you and wanted to pull you back into your old ways. He lost you to God, and he can't stand that. He wants to bring you back. He wants to bring you down. He wants to use his lies and his evil ways to seduce you into turning on God. We should never underestimate Satan. He's sly and very skilled adversary with many years of experience dealing with humanity. Though he is a powerful foe, God's help will help us overcome any kind of attack of the enemy. Satan is nowhere near the being to equal of God. God is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. God is omniscient. He is all-knowing. God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. And he knows and has the future in his hands. We have to trust and look at God for everything. If you don't, you will fall. You will fail. Now, the devil doesn't have any of these divine aptitudes. He's not all-powerful. He's not all-knowing. And he's not everywhere. Satan is very powerful, though, more than any man, and more powerful than some of the angels. Remember that the devil was a chief angel. He was a high-ranking angel that rebelled against God. One story I keep bringing up in my podcast is about when God sent the archangel Michael, one of the strongest angels we have in heaven, to retrieve Moses's body, and the devil fought him over that body. And instead of fighting the devil himself, the archangel Michael said, "Jesus, you're going to have to do it." And Jesus did. Jesus is stronger than the devil. Make no mistake about that. You have God that is stronger, the Holy Spirit that's stronger, and Jesus is stronger. That Trinity together is stronger than any kind of evil that can come against you. The devil has knowledge, but it's limited. He can't know all of your thoughts. And while God can be everywhere all at the same time, Satan can only be at one place at a time. However, he does not work alone. He does have minions. His demonic forces do a lot of his dirty work, and we have evidence of that of Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. He can do nothing in the life of a Christian without the permission of God. And that's been on my message all this time. He has to have permission from God because you have a hedge of protection around you. We read about that in Job, where he wants to attack Job because Job's got it so good. Job is, you know, very wealthy, very high standing in the community, have a lot of children, a lot of cattle, a lot of this and that. And the devil said, you know, if I take all that away, he's going to curse you. And he had to get permission from God to be able to attack Job. That means if you're getting attacked, he had to go to God to say, I want to attack that person. I want to attack X person. And God would say, okay, you can attack them, but you can't touch their soul. The soul is mine. That means that God has faith in you and me when we're getting attacked to still praise him through the attack, to still honor him, still look to him, still talk to God and hold on to that wonderful grace promise that we're going to be with him. No matter if this soul or if this body dies, our soul will go to heaven. The devil can do whatever he wants to me. He can, and he has, and he's done a lot personally to me that affects my daily walk with my family, with my work. There's a lot going on that I'm giving him more credit for than what he deserves, but it's still an attack. We know it's an attack, but I still know that God's in control. God has a purpose, and people are looking at my struggle to see how I'm going to deal with it, if I'm going to turn from God and curse God just like Job's wife told him to do, or if I'm going to hold on to that promise, if I'm going to hold on to my faith, if I'm going to hold on to what he has put me into, this ministry of teaching and speaking out into good news of Jesus is coming back and receiving his own to him. Well, I got news for the enemy. I trust God with everything. No matter what's thrown at me, we're going to stand with God. For me and mine, we're going to serve the Lord. We'll hold on to God's promises. I encourage you to pray often. We're in a spiritual battle, and we need to rely on our spiritual commander, which is God, through Jesus Christ. All right, we'll close in a prayer. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you gave us a change of address, a new home that's coming down, that's being built for us and us alone. It's not going to be the heaven or earth that we have now. Those are going to pass away. They're going to be unmade, just like you said. And the new heaven and the new earth will have nothing but pure things in it. No battles, no struggles, no pain, no worries. Everything will be new. Even the new heaven that you will dwell in is going to be new, because the battle that happened in the other one where you had to throw Satan out, you didn't want to put anybody in a conflicted area. You wanted it to be pure. And that's what we're looking forward to. We're going to hold on to that promise. We're going to believe in God. And we're going to repel any kind of attack against us. We bind it in Jesus' name. And we rely on Jesus. In your heavenly name, Jesus, we thank you. And amen. I want to take a minute to talk to you about Buzzsprout. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new market or a channel, may I suggest that you share your thoughts and your ideas with the world. And it's just so fun to have a talk show. Podcasting is very easy, inexpensive, and a fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more within minutes of finishing each recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. And a team that they have at Buzzsprout is passionate in helping you succeed. They want you to succeed. Join with over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's go ahead and create something together. God bless you.